Editor's note. The following is the second installment in a two-part series on The Boys. Click here to read part one. Dear sister, I received your parcel this morning and also some Barry papers. You don't know how pleased I was to get the parcel and the papers. I was reading about poor Clifford Wiseman being killed. Just a couple of teen boys they were. Mere months earlier, they had set down their football helmets and jerseys, and exchanged them for a very different kind of uniform. Seeking adventure and the chance to do their bit, Donald Kelsey, writer of the letter, and his chum, Clifford Wiseman, set off for the battlefields of France in the summer of 1916. Likely, they expected to return home in time, and to tell their war stories to the other lads of Barry. When he wrote home on deck 8, 1916, Donald Kelsey had already experienced more living and near dying than he had perhaps bargained for. On September 14, 1916, the 16-year-old soldier broke into his own iron rations and ate them without permission. What was meant to be an emergency food supply must have been mighty tempting to the hungry lad. Donald Kelsey must have relished the meat, cheese and biscuits contained within, right up until the moment that his commanding officer learned about the unauthorized meal. His punishment was known as Field Punishment No. 1, or FP No. 1 for short. The offender would be shackled and handcuffed before being tied to a fence or other stationary object. Donald Kelsey was sentenced to 3 days. On Sept. 17, Donald Kelsey completed his punishment. The very next day, he was shot in the head by enemy fire. His left eye was surgically removed that same day. Evacuated from the battlefield in a precarious state, transferred from hospital to hospital, only semi-conscious most of the time, the teenage soldier underwent multiple treatments and surgeries. He can be excused for not knowing what was going on in the world beyond his hospital bed. It would have been the November 2, 1916 edition of the Northern Advance that gave Donald Kelsey the terrible news as he recovered in the 3rd London General Hospital in London, England. The heavy toll of life from the ranks of 76th Battalion continues. The name of Frank Clifford Wiseman is this week added to the list. 6 weeks. This is the generally accepted lifespan calculated for the average soldier in the trenches during the First World War. Clifford Wiseman left the Sadling training camp at Maidstone, England on July 17, 1916 and arrived in France the following day. He died at the Somme exactly 15 weeks later. The Somme offensive had been raging on since July 1 and, by the end of August, reinforcements were desperately needed. 3 divisions of the Canadian Corps, our young Barry lads among the ranks, were sent. Clifford Wiseman found himself at the village of Corslet in September. On the first day of the battle there, the ruined village was taken by the Canadians. That battle is considered to have lasted 6 days, but the Somme hostilities continued through September, October and November. Private Clifford Wiseman, who died on October 8, 1916, was one of 24,000 Canadians killed at the Somme. Private Donald Kelsey returned to Barry in August 1917 and visited with his sister who lived on Caroline Street. The Barry Examiner of August 9, 1917 reported that the injured soldier had spent 9 months in various English hospitals and since June had been having further treatment in a Toronto convalescent hospital. That he is living is quite remarkable, concluded the reporter, and he was not wrong about that. Each week, the Barry Historical Archive provides Barry Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. This unique column features photos and stories from years gone by and is sure to appeal to the historian in each of us.